Well, the year 2020 is finally over. Finally. And it's a year we will all remember for our whole lives, I'm sure. Although we don't know what is in store for us in the future, we can only put ourselves into the hands of the merciful God. And we have to keep in mind that whatever sufferings He sees are in store for us this year, we have to offer them all up in reparation for our sins. The more penance we do here in this life, if we save our souls, the less we have in the next. But every new year will pass more quickly than the previous one did for each one of us. This is something everyone experiences, that the longer they live, the faster it seems like time goes by. And eventually, sooner or later, we will all begin a year that we will not see the end of, because it will be our last. This is because we have not been created for this world. It says in Scripture, we have not here a lasting city. So what is our lasting city then? Well, of course it is heaven, where we hope we are journeying towards. And the saints very commonly refer to this life as a pilgrimage, which is a trip to a sacred place. And if we are living our life the way we should, then we will be on a trip to a sacred place during our whole lives. We will be on a trip to the home of God, the holiest place possible. And it is a useful exercise to imagine our life as a journey to see if we truly are traveling towards that destination, to see if we will arrive in heaven at the end. To help us analyze this, let's think about the sorts of preparations and precautions that any traveler will make on a journey towards a destination, particularly before going on a long trip. First of all, if someone traveling wants to ensure he gets where he's going, he has to have a constant purpose to arrive there. He has to begin with a solid determination to arrive at that destination, and not somewhere else instead. The person also must move along his trip efficiently and perseveringly, and he has to remove any obstacles that might stand in the way of his trip. First of all, a person on a trip has to be serious about his intention to get where he wants to go. And this is even more important if the journey is one that is difficult or dangerous or will take a long time, so that he doesn't give up before he arrives. And certainly our journey to heaven is all of those things. It is long, it is difficult, and it is dangerous. So our determination to see it all the way through has to be very strong. We have to have a firm resolution to follow our Lord. But this is difficult. It requires us to mortify ourselves, to go against our natural inclinations. It requires us also not to give up when we have fallen into sin, but to repent and then continue where we left off. No matter how many times we may fall into sin and turn aside from the true path down to a different road that leads to a very different place, every time we do that, we have to correct our mistake immediately and come back onto the true path. But unfortunately, only very few people have that level of determination that is necessary to arrive at heaven, even among Catholics, unfortunately. We have to have the mentality that we will save our souls no matter what it costs us, and that we are ready to give up anything in this world that could stand in the way of that. We have to decide during this new year to come every day closer and closer to God and to heaven, to live our lives for His sake, no matter what happens to us in this world. The second thing that a traveler has to do is to learn every detail about the road that he intends to take to his destination. He needs to know the route and every turn that he will have to take. And in this regard, we are very fortunate to be children of the Catholic Church, which gives us all of the information that we need in order to save our souls. All we have to do is follow all the instructions the Church gives us, and we are guaranteed to be saved. But that knowledge itself, what our faith teaches, will do us little good if we don't put it into practice every day as well as we can. When someone is on a long journey, he often thinks about the joy that he expects at his destination. And he uses that thought to encourage himself and strengthen himself to persevere. People who are traveling also sometimes think about what would happen if they got lost, or if their car broke down, or they got in an accident, or somehow if they were not able to arrive where they were trying to get to. And that thought gives them a strong motive to plan their trip carefully also. And so in the same way, in our earthly pilgrimage, we have to think very often about our destination, about heaven, and about how much we want to be in heaven, how much more we want to be in heaven than in this vale of tears. And we also have to think about what will happen to us if we don't make it to heaven at the end of our life, because then we will end up in hell and be in torment forever. But unfortunately, part of the reason so many people are lost is because they think so little about the destination of their life. They think little about whether they are on the road to heaven or hell. They think instead about the things of this world, about pursuing pleasures and riches and fame and things like that here. But even the smallest joy of heaven is vastly greater than all of the joys of this world combined. There is no comparison at all. And the contrary is true. There is nothing in this world that can compensate us for losing our souls. That is exactly what our Lord said. He said, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and suffers the loss of his soul?" The answer is nothing. But because of not thinking about their last end, a lot of people are content to live a life of mediocrity. And they even sin and don't advance the way they should in the love of God, and therefore they lose their souls. Another thing that a person needs to have in order to arrive at the end of a very long journey is good health, at least on some level. So someone on a trip needs to make sure that he has the strength to finish the trip to begin with, and that he doesn't become sick. And in our journey to eternity, we need to have the same thing, but it's not the health of our body that matters, but the health of our soul. We have to be in sanctifying grace in order to arrive successfully at the end of our journey. Even one mortal sin puts us on the path to hell. And if we are on the path to hell when we die, we are lost forever. We should resolve this year never to go down the path of mortal sin and get on the path to hell. And resolve also that if we ever do that, we will get off of it as soon as possible by a good and sincere confession and by being careful to avoid that occasion of sin again. And to preserve us ourselves in a state of spiritual health, we have to do somewhat similar things for our soul that we do to preserve our physical health too. We have to exercise our soul with prayer and meditation the way we exercise our bodies. We have to nourish our soul with Holy Communion, just as we nourish our bodies with healthy food. We have to avoid putting ourselves into dangers of the soul, just as we avoid exposing our body to injury or sickness. It takes work for both our body and our soul to keep them healthy. But with our soul, we have God's grace strengthening us if we ask for it. Another thing that is important on a long trip is that we have to avoid unnecessary delay along the road. Otherwise, we will never get to our destination. We always try to avoid wasting time as much as possible on a long trip. We will fill up the gas tank before we leave. We pack food in the car and water too, so that we don't have to stop to buy those things, and that we've all been on a very long trip, and if we have to stop a few times that we weren't planning for, and then someone else wants to stop again, other people in the car tend to get annoyed sometimes. And in the same way, time is also of the essence in our journey towards heaven. We have to have the same approach. It takes time to pray and meditate and take care of our souls. We should look at how we have wasted the time that we had last year doing things that did not advance us on our journey. Did we spend too much time thinking about temporal things and ignoring our spiritual life? Did we spend our time last year in idleness that led us to sin? Did we waste time with evil companions who may have led us into sin too? If we would only use our time in this world doing our duties or doing something profitable or at the very least in wholesome recreation when it's the time to do that, that by itself will be a major safeguard on our journey. It would keep us out of many, many sins. And so to help us with this intention to use our time well, we should make a morning offering at the beginning of every day and make an intention to do everything we do that day for the love of God, the way God wants us to do each of our actions for that day, and certainly to avoid doing anything God would not want us to do that day. And to renew this intention and this holy thought frequently throughout the day. And we have to ask God's help to fulfill the duties of our state of life. But even just the duties of our state of life by themselves are not quite enough. We have to also devote ourselves every day to our spiritual life, to prayer and spiritual reading. And spiritual reading is unfortunately often neglected while we're making some New Year's resolutions that we should include some spiritual reading. It really helps us pray better, and it helps us think about God more diligently when we pray. We should also spend time attending Mass as often as we can and receiving the sacraments. The more we use these spiritual tools, the more they will speed us along on our journey towards God. But also the more joy we will find on our trip, because God will strengthen us in our joys and sorrows, even in this world. Someone who lives his whole life for God has the peace of a good conscience and of a good spiritual life. He will not be weary of soul. As King David said, he said, "I have run in the way of thy commandments when thou didst enlarge my heart." And that will be the experience of all of us too. His heart being enlarged, meaning enlarged with joy. The last thing we need is perseverance to arrive at the end of our journey. Final perseverance is a grace that we have to pray to God to give us so that we die in sanctifying grace. There is only one obstacle that can prevent us from arriving at heaven, and that is sin. Any other difficulty or problem in this world cannot prevent us from arriving in heaven, and it can't even slow us down. But even the slightest sin will weaken us in our soul, in our fervor in this world, even if it's only a venial sin, and it will slow us down getting to heaven because it will detain us in purgatory after our death, if we are saved. And just like any other traveler, when we are on the road, we have to look around us to avoid any dangers or obstacles in the road so that we don't crash. And that is what we have to do for temptation. Let us always remember in this new year the shortness of life and how important every action and every moment is that we have. We have finished one year and begun a new one, which we don't know if we will finish. But if we live our life according to what I have explained, then if we die this year, we will arrive at our destination, which is heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.